the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis, sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at number five.
It appears that Hillary Clinton has come out of the forest now behind her home in Chappaqua, New York.
They've located her.
They've located her. She's come out. She talked to Alex Winter from the... Is that right? Yes. Right? Yes, Alex. What is Alex's last name?
Doesn't sound right.
No, it
from
doesn't.
The circus. At Wagner.
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 Mm-hmm. That's right.
I think Alex Winter was in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Exactly right.
Could be the same guy.
Yeah. Alex Wagner from the circus.
And MSNBC.
And she also, Hillary did, she addressed the 2019 Makers Conference, an event that looks at accelerating the women's movement. And so what was her take on the rewriting of the rules that was planned for 2016?
You know, the tidal wave of women and young people running for office is helping to build an America that's not only kinder, fairer, bigger-hearted, but safer, stronger, and more secure. And as Speaker Nancy Pelosi, doesn't that sound great, has proved yet again, it often takes a woman to get the job done.
Mm. I really hope.
Oh boy!
I really hope that she does not think that she should be running again.
I feel like
that's what I hear.
There. You do hear that.
She's like Punxsutawney Hill instead of Punxsutawney Phil. And if she sees the shadows of the other candidates aren't that impressive, she's coming back.
I'm back.
No. Wait. Let's see.
Oh,
if we can read some tea leaves here.
I've said for many years, and I believe more fiercely than ever today, that standing up for the rights and opportunities for women and girls is the unfinished business of the 21st century. Finishing that business is going to take all of us, innovators and entrepreneurs, athletes and activists, trailblazers and change makers, and also women and men. This is a pivotal moment. And altogether, I believe there is nothing we can't do.
Yeah, no, there's one thing you can't do. I can tell you that right now.
Did you hear unfinished business in there, Ralph?
I did. I heard the words unfinished business.
Oh, jeez.
And there's one. And there, you know what? You lost to the one guy that no one could have possibly lost to. In a guy who was, I mean, let's be honest. Was it 3 weeks before the election? There was a tape that came out that said he was grabbing women by their genitals, right?
Yes.
And she lost to him.
Wow.
Don't run.
Boy, the fire, though, in those words. Are you reading a book on tape?
I know.
On Valium? Did it sound like that? Yeah.
That's exactly what it sounded like. It's like, oh, is this a prepared statement?
Yeah, and then Pooh went into the forest looking for his friends. He's already low energy.
Takes woman to get the job done.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Democrats cannot figure out what to do here. I mean, they know.
God.
You basically, as long as you could run a point of purchase stand-up display of a NASCAR driver and beat Donald Trump right now. Right? But as soon as Democrats start talking and start trying to articulate something, they start fighting with themselves in their own sentence.
Yeah.
Right. And she should not be the standard bearer. She should not be it. It is not that we're done. The America should be done. The Clintons should retire, resign. The Bushes too, I think, to some degree. I mean, I think that's they don't have as damaged a brand, but it's still, you know, I think it's time to move on. Now, Joe Biden, that young spry Joe Biden is going to step up. I mean, you know, the Democrats are going to totally attack him from both sides. Oh, he's too old. White man, how can you do this, do that? Bloomberg can try to buy his way in. I don't know.
Jeez. Chelsea Clinton? She's old enough now.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. It's like
Clinton Bush, but it'll just be Jenna and Chelsea.
You're saying Meghan McCain might launch a political career.
Oh, jeez.
I quite honestly, I'm thinking about running Liam Neeson right now.
Oh, boy.
He's not all that popular at the moment.
I know, and I don't understand why. I was having such a good week until I said that thing about the blockbuster.
Oh my gosh.
We have some tape we're going to play for you a little bit later on.
Yeah,
we found
more.
We found some of the lost moments where he made references to this in his other fine work.
Oh boy.
That reflect what he's already said.
Yeah. So we'll get to that.
Number 4.
I meant to play this a couple of days ago, so I saved it till Friday. Sean Spicer. Again, another guy who just popped out of a gopher hole.
Spicy
was on Blaze TV. Blaze TV set up after the State of the Union in the lobby of the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. And Eric Bolling, the guy who used to be at Fox.
Right. Yeah, on The Five. Was he on The Five?
Yes, and he was ex parte of Fox News Channel after he had kind of his own set of issues and all that. So he was. They were just doing this big rally, rah-rah kind of rally thing at the Trump International Hotel, which, don't worry about the emoluments clause here, people. It's all fine.
He's not paying attention to it, other than asking Howard Schultz if he's paid his rent.
So he had Spicer over, exactly. He had Spicer over to the set to talk, and it turned out that Spicy may have had, and I know this because this happened to me, may have had a cocktail or two when he was asked to present.
So you're good with him? You guys left on good terms? You still stay in contact?
I talked to him last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
About this,
he's
about
awesome.
The speech,
yeah, today? Yeah. He offered. He said, "When are you coming back to the White House?" And I told him, I said very clearly, "Mr. President, I love you. I love this White House, but you're never getting me back."
Oh, yeah, no. I got it back. No.
He said, "Very what?"
No.
He sounds like a drunken teenager, like coming home from a high school party.
I hear bowling down the hallway.
Yeah.
Where were you? You were in a
I had a client meeting, and I was yelling at you, and you barely recognized me. And you were like,
"No, you're behind a rope." I'm like, "What, Spice? You need you like a velvet rope?"
Yeah,
you like
and velvet. I need velvet. I love velvet. It feels good. No, I was calling you. Look, I'm having fun,
feel,
dude.
Feel free.
Look at that's good. Feel I mean, free. I never knew that Target had good clothes like that.
All right. So do we keep Sean for the tweets? Do we have any tweets? We have some pictures, some Twitter pics. Can we do it? I know he's got to go.
That's good. I mean, Target.
Walmart. Target. Yeah.
Patriot.
Armani.
Oh, had to get that in.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Greg.
Man of the people. God. Man of the people right there. Couldn't let that joke go. All right, listen. It's Armani, pal.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, geez.
But I like it because you can hear. He's up a half octave already.
Yeah. I said very clearly.
When you see him, and the best part is watching him here. Is there one more? Do we have one more? Let's play a little bit more.
But I will say this. Look, Katrina offered some real serious and insightful insights into what the president said tonight. And she's been with him. She's actually, Katrina's been with the president longer than I ever have. And she understands what he's thinking. And
how does she get that?
It's not that she gets it. She's been with him. She understands. She's been on the train longer than I have.
You know when someone's drunk when they don't get the D out in understand.
Understand.
It's understand. You need to understand.
Well, this took place in the bar, right, of the hotel lobby.
I mean, listen,
he didn't have an official role. He's enjoying himself.
And it's an internet show.
In the bushes.
Right. I know. But it's, yes, but.
Here's my point. You're the previous guest, Katrina Pearson. My point is, she was with them from the beginning.
Like, you just said that.
I did it. Like, I don't, like, my point is, I'm agnostic. I wanted it to win and beat Hillary. Katrina Pearson, who is on here just before I am, before sure. I ever was sure. there, hold on, just stop. Like, listen to me. She was with him when no one was with him. And, okay, don't give me the.
I'm giving you a look.
Like, oh,
I'm giving
look.
You a look.
My point is that there are some people that were there from the beginning. Pay attention to her.
There are people who are like human tear gas, and when they drink, right, they get like start close talking you, and they just start talking like that. And that's what he is. He's human tear gas.
Oh, my gosh. There's that 5% of them that knows how bad it is. No, listen to me.
Yeah, I'm going to keep talking.
I would have asked them right after that. So what do you think of Katrina? What about her performance? Because we haven't talked about that yet.
I know. We got to talk about Katrina. She did it. Here's my point.
You know what? Guess what?
Guess what?
Guess what? You know what would be really good? A talk show with Spicer and
Dennis Rodman?
Yes. All of a sudden, Dennis Rodman's head name fell out of my head. And I'm like, I haven't had a drink.
See, you need one.
He made me drunk by association. I got ear drunk right there from Spicer.
All right. That's amazing.
That would be very funny. So guess what? Hey, I got a point.
Guess what?
Did I mention this?
All right. Let us now check in with Kim. What's happening at the bottom of the hour in the WGN newsroom?
The budget woes continue for Illinois.
And then there's this. Make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events. See Chicago, 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV.
All right. We continue on. We're up to...
Number three.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. R. Kelly is back in the news.
He is.
And I know it's... The Carnival Wagon's about to roll, and food is out there, and I'm kind of hungry, but this...
And this ruins everything. Yeah. Girl, you're in the kitchen, cooking me a meal.
Something makes me want to come in there and get a feel. Oh, no. Walk around in your t-shirt. Not the butter rolls. Oh, no, please.
He rhymes it, though. Give him credit. While I'm on the phone. Burning up tomatoes, fruits and vegetables and potatoes.
Girl, you look so sexy while you're doing a damn thing that I want. Sex in the kitchen. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, here we go. Put you on the counter by the butter rolls. Do not eat the butter rolls. You're at R. Kelly's house. Do not eat the butter rolls. That is not butter on the rolls.
Oh, no.
Butter rolls.
What happened to these rolls? Tastes a little weird.
Spicy, come taste one of these rolls. All right. My point is, this is not margarine.
Can I have another roll?
Oh, man.
It's good. What's your secret ingredient?
I think I've had these before.
Oh,
You guys.
Okay.
All right.
Turns out a judge had to hear the case of R. Kelly's studio that's really a home, right? They're not quite sure what's going on there. And so what they did, somehow the city was able to get a settlement that they said was in their best interest, but it allowed him to continue to use business hours in this place all the way till 9 p.m., which is the time when he has to take his dates home anyway, right? Because they got homework.
She restricted all residency on the second floor. She restricted access so people can't even be up there. She did allow them to use the recording studio under limited business hours. But she made it very clear to limit those hours so that nobody could spend the night and there wouldn't be any parties there.
Now, what's interesting is he owes $170,000 in back rent on the space.
Yeah.
And his attorney says that that's all going to get taken care of, and the bed is being removed by architects.
That bedding has been removed, so it's no longer in use as a bedroom area. However, the bed was so substantial that it was built structurally into the actual wall.
Isn't that a problem when you're trying to say that it wasn't used as a residence?
Yeah. One would think, yes. Because every good recording studio needs a bed. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, please,
I thought you needed a kitchen.
No.
You got any more of these rolls?
How big was that bed?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I just said, there's sweet and savory.
Oh, gosh. Get Dave Savini over there with one of those blue lights on that bed.
Oh.
Check out. How big was the bed? It was anchored to the property.
Yeah. But it wasn't used as a residence.
All right. It slept 16.
Collie. Right. Or under.
Yeah, all right.
Allegedly.
Here we go.
Number two.
Oh, this is bad. Bobby De Niro. He did not have a good day in divorce court. Oh. So he's leaving divorce court. And he's... they've been together a long time, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, wasn't he with his wife for... it was one of those... That's one Hollywood... Marriage that works. Well, no, it doesn't really. So he's leaving, and he's getting hoarded by the press because his car didn't show up.
Mm.
Like he called a driver or an Uber or something. So he gets on the phone. He's being chased down the street, and he gets on the phone with whoever the driver is, and...
Then he's in the wrong spot. We're standing right where he dropped us off on Worth Street. What the... Yeah, get him. I don't care if they chase you away. You tell the officer, what's the matter with you? Where are you? You're not in front. You're not where you dropped us off.
On Worth Street, then you'd see all the photographers out here. No, you're not where you dropped us off.
He's holding like the newspapers in front of his face so that none of the paparazzi gets a picture.
Right, they don't notice him there. Right.
I'm not here.
If you're like the driver, if that's like an Uber or a Lyft or something, don't you just pull the
one
car
star.
Up to the curb, leave the keys, and then just walk away as that driver and never go back to the car?
Yeah, you actually just throw your you go over a bridge and you throw your phone out so he can never find you again. All right, and finally.
Number one.
One of the most respected and versatile actors of his generation, Albert Finney, has died. A treasure known for his charismatic work on stage and screen, burst to international fame in 1963 in the title role of Tom Jones, playing a lusty, humorous rogue, captivating audiences around the world with his devil-may-care antics.
My grandfather was a clergyman, and he would have been very angry to have thought any of his family had taken up with Molly Seagrim's leavings. Why, Mum, the young gentleman is awake.
Yes, you have awakened him with your foolish chatter.
I feel awake for the first time, madam.
He went from that to Murder on the Orient Express.
Mrs. Armstrong gave premature birth to a stillborn child and herself died in the process. Her husband, Colonel Armstrong, once a brave officer in the Scots Guard, shot himself.
Aaron Brockovich.
Mm. Oh. Because after careful consideration, I felt that figure was not appropriate. Although you may not agree, you have to trust my experience and
trust.
Judgment. Then,
you want me to trust you?
And Ocean's 12.
Who is he?
He helped with the whole Night Fox thing.
What's his name?
His real name? I don't know, actually. I've only known him as Lamarck.
Lamarck? Where the hell have you been?
Waiting.
For what?
For this.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's one of the great scenes in that whole canon of film right there. All right. That's it for Albert Finney. What a beloved figure he was, and just an amazing actor. Albert Finney was 82.
The top five at five.